So, Lorna and Vernon, I'm head of one of the ivory towers that you often hear referred to in the press and by the politicians. But my function looks after the business and commercial lending for Scotland, but we also have the honour of looking after all the agricultural and renewables lending for the UK, which includes forestry and fishing. So we have a sector specialist team based in my unit who looks after that. So really, what I thought we'd do is just run through. We're a second line of defence function, so we are the ones that when the credit application comes in, completed by the relationship manager, we'll be assessing that credit application. Really, for us, the business plan forms the basis for a good credit application. And our credit application is very much structured around what you would expect to see in a business plan. So there is nothing, you're not going to think this is, oh, wow, I've learned something new. This is really just back to the basics. But I thought I'd just take you through some of the things that, as a credit function, we're looking for in that credit application that comes directly from the conversations that our relationship managers are having with the customers. So we always kind of have this bit of a mantra in my unit that, you know, a good business plan, a really lovely, well-written business plan, is not going to make a bad proposal good. But what it really does help us is maximise our ability to be able to understand what the customer needs and why, and to find a way to give the customer that thing that they're looking for. So in terms of the business plan and how that then translates into a credit application, we have a section on background. So it's really much about understanding what sector the customer's in, what do they do, what does make it different, what are the strengths and weaknesses, any information about the market, is it a growth one, is it a consolidation? So it's really just understanding a wee bit about the background of that customer in terms of understanding the sector issues that it might be facing so that we can translate that into our assessment of the application. The management team and understanding the strength and depth of a management team is absolutely key for us as a credit function. And it's the one bit that is slightly frustrating in that we can look at all aspects of a business plan, we can look at financials, but the one thing that we tend not to do on a day-to-day basis is be able to sit in front of a management team and actually talk to them and get that feel for what they know about the business. So really, in terms of the management structure, we really look to find out what is their experience and expertise, what do they have in place for succession planning, do they have the key functions covered internally. If they don't, say for example on the finance bit, a lot of our SMEs won't have a finance director or financial controller, but do they have somebody who's able to actually advise them on the financials, provide the projections, provide the management information as required by the bank. So it's really understanding that team knows what it's doing and obviously can manage through the highs as well as the lows of an economic cycle. I know it sounds probably quite banal to say, you know, the purpose of the funding request, but often that's actually one of the difficult bits that we actually have to try and get to the bottom of, is what is the customer looking for and why? So is it to do with the working capital cycle? Is it to do with the fact that they're looking to purchase premises or they're looking to expand or they want to buy machinery? Because a lot of businesses, and certainly through the, you know, the past, before our kind of crash in 2008, you get a lot of businesses funding capital asset purchases through overdrafts and things like that. So it's really just trying to understand what is it that the customer actually wants and why. And if we can understand that, then we can start to think about how we match the purpose of the funding appropriate with the structure. And it really comes down to, you know, you use an overdraft or an invoice discounting facility for working capital. You know, if you're buying a property, use a term loan. And I know it sounds quite, you know, wow, that's really clever. But that is really what we're trying to do, is make sure that we've got appropriately structured funding. And it also helps us understand any legal requirements associated with the funding. So if it's a company buying back shares, or if it's a you know, whatever that they're planning to do, often with SIPs and things like that, you know, do they actually have the legal requirements covered that allow us to take that lending forward? We talk a lot in credit about skin in the game, customer skin in the game. If you've got a customer who has invested a lot of their own resources, reinvested back into the business, they've cut their cloth in the times when it's bad, rather than keeping taking out the same amount of money no matter what's happening with the business, then you can then understand that that customer has a lot of skin in the game, and they are going to be working really hard to make sure that that business is successful. So we look at the kind of structure in terms of funding. Is it mostly capitalised? Is it equity, debt, both? Is there director's loans in there? If they are they postponed? So it's all those little bits about what actually has the customer got into this business. Financial information is probably one of the key parts, not surprisingly, for a credit function. We're looking at financials. So we look at the historic information as that kind of shows us the trends of the business. It gives us a flavour for what's actually happening in that business. We can use it to benchmark against some of the kind of common sector ratios if it's a sector where we have that. And it really helps us to get a feel for the business. What is the split between fixed and variable costs? What does it look like in terms of its margins? How does its working capital flow through? So it's really kind of understanding the historics as a basis for getting a good understanding of the business. And then it's really understanding what is the funding for and what's it going to do in terms of the impact on that business. And projected financial performance is probably one of the areas that we see as being the weakest when we get through the credit assessment process. And it's not about having lovely all singing, all dancing projections for 5 years with, you know, bells and whistles on, but it's really just trying to understand what does the management think that that business is going to do over the next 12, 24 months. A balance sheet, profit and loss account, it really helps us in terms of understanding how the working capital is going to go. Making sure that all the debt is included. We often get situations where we see things where the debt is just the RBS debt rather than if the customer has external funding. So it's really understanding the full funding structure for that customer so that we can factor it in. Sensitivity analysis is the really key thing for us. It's the plan B, what happens if? And it's really understanding the assumptions behind that, because when we're trying to look at a business plan and you're showing a growth strategy, it's really about understanding what's going to make that happen, what's the basis of that, can we actually buy in to that set of projections, does it seem reasonable given what we're being told? And as Robin's already covered, cash flow analysis, we've spent a lot of time on EBITDA in the last few years, which is quite a surprise to me. I'm not from RBS as kind of long term. I've been at a couple of banks, and you know, cash generation was always something that was the kind of key focus in the other banks that I worked for. So it's really looking at the future sustainable cash to repay future debt, and CAFADS is our preferred assessment basis, particularly in the commercial space. And that's really what we're trying to encourage our relationship managers to go out and talk to customers about. And we've done a lot of upskilling internally and also out with the line, doing sessions with them in terms of understanding cash in a business. We look at the risks. So, you know, we understand what the risks are and how they're being managed. So are they being avoided, reduced, shared, retained? So all that kind of stuff. And from a credit function, often, you know, being told up front there's a risk and then understanding what's going to be done with that risk is very powerful, rather than somebody trying to say, oh, it's all going to be okay. So we really like to get the risks out into the open and really understand what's driving them and what can be done to mitigate those risks. We look at security. Now, lack of security is not necessarily a funding barrier to funding. Our risk appetite framework allows us to do unsecured lending, but obviously if you're going to take unsecured lending, you really want to have good, strong, robust, sustainable cash generation underpinning that. But you know, lack of security, it's not all secured lending that we do, and also where we have situations where there's a viable business proposal but we feel that we can't give a loan due to a lack of security, then we do have the EFG available to us to bring into the package to allow us to take a proposal forward and to get that approval. Really, I mean, we do very much traditional banking options. You know, we're a senior debt lender, so we're really looking at things like overdrafts and term borrowing as part of our function. We are looking at how that's structured, but we also bring into play the other types of funding options that are available. So if we're looking at a working capital requirement that's come up on an overdraft, but we think invoice discounting might be a more suitable way of funding it, then we'll go back and have discussions with the relationship managers about that. The same as we've got strong relationships with the asset finance people and also trade services, where we can actually take those in for our importers, exporters, and they can do some things around them, trade cycle financing as well, which we can't necessarily do through the traditional routes. We're also really encouraging our relationship managers, but the credit people, to start that conversation where we are looking at a proposal for, say, maybe an early startup, and it's actually not debt funding they need, it's maybe some seed capital, some equity funding, then we'll start to talk to them about, you know, have you thought about this? So we'll point them, and we're very much involved in things like the Edge Fund, but we'll start to talk to them about outside of RBS. So it's not just a case of, oh, well, I can't do that as a credit function, off you go. We'll actually start to talk to them about building our knowledge about things that are available outside of RBS and start that conversation going. So we're going to have Q&As at the end, but I just thought it was worth letting you know that there is a lot in the press about banks not lending, and I thought it would be quite interesting for you to have an insight into my kind of approval statistics. So my unit's quite lucky in that obviously it does agricultural and renewable lending for the UK, and it is very much a green sector, and we are doing a lot of growth funding in there. But on average, I know that if a credit application gets to my unit, I've got around about, on average, a 94% chance of getting that approved. So, you know, if it can get to my credit guys, there's usually a way that we will be able to try and get that done. We share a lot of information back with our colleagues in the front line around the kind of applications we're seeing and the situations where we're maybe not able to assist. And a lot of it, when we look down why it is, a lot of it's due to debt servicing, and it's about not understanding the cash position and not understanding what's really driving the business. And you know, we are very much around safe lending, so we want to lend, but we want to do it safely. And we also have a very strong ethos around the customer in our function. So, you know, responsible lending, not lending something that the customer can't afford. So often, you know, we will decline an application based on the fact that we can't see how the customer can actually afford their total debt servicing commitments. And that's really something then we'll go back to our colleagues about and talk to them and really just try and understand, you know, what is really driving that customer proposition, and then what we can actually do to try and help that customer in terms of stabilising their business. Very much we see the people who give our customers financial advice, so the accountants that are preparing the business plans and the forecasts, a key influencer in what we're actually trying to do. Because if we can understand the financials of a business, if we can understand where that business is going, the assumptions that's based on, what the plan B is, then we can have an awful lot more confidence in being able to actually approve that lending. And that means that we get more out through approvals than if somebody just comes and says, it's okay, everything's going to be fine, there you go. So I hope that gives you a wee bit of a flavour from inside the Ivory Tower. And I'm going to pass over to Ronnie.